Yes, I can see the chat. Oh, not again.
Oh no.
This fight is, oh. Thank you everyone for joining us. I do apologize. I don't know what the hell's going on. Look at all these beautiful guys.
We're all here.
I thought it was all your fault because I wasn't here last time you guys screwed this all up, but I'm here this time, so maybe I don't know.
We were right on time last time, I think. That's what I thought.
Absolutely mental. What is going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 8. I do apologize. Yeah, you wouldn't believe what was going on in the background. The thing with the what we're using now didn't work 2 weeks ago, which led us to try something that did work, which didn't work this week. I don't know what to say why that is even happening.
It's crazy.
I have no
The
idea.
trials and tribulations of being a VR content creator.
It could be, man. It could be. How are you guys doing anyway? I don't think I need to introduce you all. What you been up to this week?
VR in it, bro.
Yeah, I'm playing a lot of VR. I'm back. I'm finally home. I was gone for 35 days. I'm finally home and being able to get into my PlayStation VR 2, and it's glorious. Played Switch back, streamed it the other night. Yeah, finally got my own opinion on Switchback after listening to everybody else, and
Nice.
played a ton of VR this weekend, man. You don't realize how much you miss it until you don't do it like consistently for a long period of time, and man, I miss it. So I'm glad I'm back.
Nice.
Nice.
I'm glad everyone's back. I missed you all.
I
Yeah,
know,
man. Missed
yeah.
you guys. I was in Santa Fe this morning, and I went to Meow Wolf with my wife there in Santa Fe, which if y'all have never checked out Meow Wolf, you'll have a chance because Walkabout Mini Golf has recently partnered with Meow Wolf. They're doing a course and a real world location that should like sync up. So that'll be cool. But it's like a themed art exhibit, and it's basically like a VR game. So it's super awesome and had a great time with that. Last week I played some Gran Turismo and
Ooh.
jumped straight in with the gyro
How is
controller
that?
on
Is
my
that
controller.
good? Oh, yeah. I've never tried
Felt
that.
great. Felt great. Yep. Didn't, I mean, it's hard actually, to be honest. That game's harder than I was expecting. It's like I'm constantly trying to turn and slamming into walls, you know? So yeah, GT7 and of course Breachers, right? And I think that's probably the case for a lot of us. I love Breachers. It's right up my alley and I'm having a really good time with it.
I think it's going to be really interesting to obviously discuss some breaches and then talk about the information we've heard from Firewall. So,
Yes.
yeah, because technically they are both, I guess, fighting for the same genre of game. So, yeah.
Man, I got to play a little bit of Switchback, and it's funny. I got to a level, and I beat Wes, and I was like, oh,
What?
I beat the
What?
game. I
How
don't
dare
even need to
you?
play this anymore.
Yeah. Wow, Wes, were you like
You're at
feeling okay
one
that day?
level.
Whatever level that was? Were you sick?
I haven't been into it since I finished it, but now, I said I would play Breachers after the show today. I
You're
don't
gonna,
know if
we're
I'm gonna
gonna
have
listen
time.
and listen. No, that's not
I'm
happening. We
not
are
feeling
all
well.
the six of us just agreed before we get in here that we're all playing Breachers as soon as this is over, and that's what we will do. I will say one
Imagine
thing about Switchback. I want to say one
mine.
thing. These things right here, I don't know if it's these things. I don't know what you guys use for audio, but the audio on Switchback is one of the biggest things about the game, and nobody really talked about it. It is freaking awesome, man. Like, I know that they're not going to attack me from behind, right? They're not, I don't have to turn 360, turn 180 and look behind me. They're not going to attack me. But there's so many sounds coming from behind you and your left and your right that make you want to look. So you take your focus off what's in front of you. The spatial audio is fantastic with Switchback. And
So
again,
good.
I'm using these Sony Pulse. I'm not saying you have to use these things, but they're really, really good. And like I said, I know what you guys are using for audio. Let me know if you think it's the same way. But man, the audio is so good, and it's under talked about, I think, in that game.
When I went to the actual studio, it was like a proper Dolby surround sound cinema room that we were using. And they did a fantastic like layout of green screens and stuff and everything. And I can't remember. I wish I could remember. Is it Shure? I don't know what headphones they gave me, but yeah, you're right, dude. Like it's better than what I've got at home. It was really good, like really good. You know, 'cause one of the things I noticed when I was playing it there is actually the sound of the roller coaster sounds. That, funny enough, here I don't really hear that often. And I kind of thought, One of the things with PSVR or PS5 and PS5 games is you get an equalizer for the Pulse headphones. Like, the developers can make that, and then you can like download them for the games or something. Yeah. I was kind of expecting some of that for PSVR2 games, and I don't think any PSVR2 games have done that yet, where there's like a specialized equalizer for a game to get the most out of it. But yeah,
they talked about that when Mark, what's his name, Cerny, laid out kind of the details about the audio, the Tempest audio in the PS5. And one of the things they said that they were going to do is have customized and customizable, equalizers or audio profiles, if you will, for different individuals and different types of speakers and headphone setup. So yeah, I have, I don't do much flat gaming, so I haven't noticed it at all. But it's interesting that you mentioned that there are some studios that are doing that.
Yeah.
I've only been using the earbuds with my PlayStation VR 2. Mm. And like, so far, like everyone, like I did like a Twitter thing where I asked everybody what they were using. The Pulse 3Ds came up a lot. But I didn't really hear or see anything that was like, dude, you need to upgrade from that. And I'm just double checking now. Like, should I be using something else?
You just heard it from Mash. Mash,
yep, no. And you
literally
can...
went on a rant almost about it.
And what's nice about these the earbuds too? No, I think the earbuds are adequate. I think they're okay.
Yeah, they all good. The earbuds are all good.
The problem is with earbuds, especially if you're doing anything like, I don't know, if you're going to be talking to somebody else, like if you've had earbuds in, when you try and talk, it cuts your audio off so much that it screws you up. Like, you never know if I'm yelling or not, and I'm in the house, I don't want to feel like I'm yelling. So I do like to have over the ear, headphones.
Yeah, so you can just like do one of these.
Yeah, or I can just hear better. If I stick earbuds in, like I cuts off all my sound and I don't know how loud I am. Mm-hmm. What I was going to say is in the PlayStation VR, PlayStation 5 menu, you have a 3D audio button. I don't know if it's set up directly for these or not, but there's a 3D audio thing there where you can go in and you can change your audio left or right depending on how your hearing is, because everybody's hearing is different, so you can adjust how your audio goes. And like, some people will have like different hearing and it'll help you. There's a guide in there that will help you change the audio. Go in and set it up. It's worth it, trust me, just to have it set up correctly.
It's good to know.
And but I'll yeah, say these this are worth it.
I'll say this, Alex, the first couple of weeks I had my PlayStation VR2, all I used was the earbuds, and my opinion at that time is that they were fine. They were good. And, better than other integrated audio solutions like the Quest Strap Audio. They're vastly superior to that. But then I switched off to my VR ears. And going from that back to the earbuds, they sound like dog shit now. They're all tinny, and I can't use them anymore. I use them in like streaming scenarios where I need to. But the entire rest of the time I'm using headphones or I'm using my VR ears.
It does make a difference. For the Quest, I'll just use these like wired Logitech.
Yeah, that's what I've got on right now.
They're so good. They're like, literally, if I don't use these while I'm in a game, it sounds so cheesy, but I feel more immersed when I've got over here headphones on. So yeah, I'm quite lazy. I've said this before. When it comes to playing VR, literally whatever it is, I want to be in it and doing it as quick as possible. So even grabbing my pulses, I tend to be like, I'll just use the earbuds. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, there's definitely a benefit.
They connect so easy. Like, I keep mine always plugged in. All I got to do is turn the switch on, and they're on, they go. And usually they hold a charge forever. And I got to say, like, I use, when I'm streaming or if I'm, doing my podcast, I'm using Sennheisers. And these are probably the best headphones I've ever tried. And I tell you what, these sound almost as good, man. They're really good. I'm impressed with these for $80.
Why are they
don't
black?
You have Sennheisers?
Get the black ones. They're $80. Yeah. The white ones are $100. If you get the black model, they're $80 because they're not white.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
What's the
$80 at Walmart?
What's the $20 difference?
Black and white. That's the only
difference. I got the white one.
The white ones match.
But that's
your...
the only one that existed when I bought mine.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
well. Cool.
Quick shout out to Snowtoad.
Yes,
right?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
He has gifted 10 memberships to the VR Crew cast since the show's almost
That's
started.
Awesome.
Yeah, pre-show 5 memberships, and then just a minute ago, another 5. So Snowtoad, shout out.
Yeah,
you're
rock.
Legend.
I keep
Thank
waiting
you.
To see Roots up there, but I'm not, that just doesn't get me.
Thank you. Done. Thank you very much. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank
so
you.
I was Wes, I was telling them, because I'll tell you a little bit about what I've been playing, a ton of VR, obviously Resident Evil 8, because we're going to be talking about that on Wednesday, which is probably the best VR game I've played maybe ever.
Everyone says that. Everyone who plays Resident Evil 8 on PSVR 2 comes away and says that.
But yeah. I was telling them before we started, D beat the first boss on Returnal last night.
Nice.
That's awesome. Not that's it's a tough game. If you haven't played it, it can be a tough game.
But
that's kind of the biggest hump to get over is that first boss.
The, the bad part is it was on my PC.
So she beat it for Roots again.
She beat it for Roots. So because we were handing the controller back, you know, one person would play until they died and vice versa, and then she ended up beating
and the
it.
Cool
she
things you can do run. When you're together, like
that is so cool.
I want to be able to do that with Roots. I want to be like, oh, I died. Come hang out. Oh, it's your turn.
I would literally have us all playing GoldenEye on my N64 if that's the case. Like, whoever, you know what I mean?
Dude, that game does not stand the test of time, bro. Like, I'm sorry, but the controls are garbage. And I even have an N64 controller for my Switch, and I tried to play it the other day, and ugh.
All I can say is, like, get good, man. Get good.
Yeah, got it. Well, now I need to beat you in it.
Oh dude, okay, so cool, let's quickly jump on to Breaches, which I think when I looked on the charts the other day is like climbing the charts in sales on the Quest, doing really well, and I think it's deserved personally.
Absolutely.
There are that I did have in my review, I have got some negatives about the game, but I actually told them those negatives in person, which was really cool. So there's And I say the negatives, it's constructive criticism, I guess, more than the negative. But, you know, what do you guys think of Breaches so far?
I'm digging it, man. You know, I already love the this style of game. Firewall has, and I've always said that Firewall is my favorite versus multiplayer FPS in all of VR. I've always loved Firewall, but I love the diversity in the gameplay of Breaches. There's more gadgets. The maps are vertical with the grappling and everything. So in terms of gameplay, I kind of like what's going on with Breaches a little bit more. I do wish that there were more maps, and I'm sure that those are on the way, right?
Yeah, as far as I know, dude. Like that's, I mean, they've added Kill House now. But so you've got four currently, haven't you, including Kill House. Like Team Deathmatch on that game is pretty cool, but again, it's like spawn points are broken, you know, like you can just stand there and just fucking mow people down and stuff. But what they've got there with the actual tactical side of the game and like, you know, the infiltration stuff, it works really well. Like really well.
Yeah.
There's only two games I want to play right now, and that's Breachers and on Quest anyway. I'll play my PlayStation all day long because there's a ton of stuff there. But Ghost of Tabor and Breachers is the only thing.
What about Vertigo 2?
I'm over it already. I'm kind of like through it already. I'm like,
you beat it?
Yeah, no, I didn't beat it, but I don't feel the need to run back to it right now. Like, I really want to play Breachers right now, and I really want to play Ghost of Tabor.
Nani's going to visit you tonight for saying that.
I know, right?
Well, man, Wes, what you just said really resonates, you know, because I was a hardcore Firewall player, and this is definitely like my favorite first person shooter to come along since the original Firewall. There's a lot of things that I think it does better, and I think it's a better experience. It's hard to say it's a better game, but it's definitely a better experience. I don't know, you could fight, you could like give me a hard time about the semantics of that, I guess, but the like in Firewall I stood in lobbies for 40% of my game time in that game, you know, like a round could be over super fast and bam, you're back into a lobby, which is like a forced amount of time before another match spawns. And Breachers is just like smooth, just like bam, 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 round after round after round. I love the like the customization in between the rounds with the like the economy. Like you have X amount of dollars and you can buy a weapon, boom, add your attachments to it. Sweet.
You can change on the fly. You can literally just change on the fly. Like how are they playing? How do we need to play?
Exactly. Yeah. I love that it is balanced in the way that like only two frag grenades per team, only two med packs per team. Yeah. So like you kind of have to strategize with who's carrying what and you know, all of that stuff. And
it forces teamwork. Because you know what I mean?
So
like,
good.
There's only two heals. If somebody's damaged, you know what I mean? You have to take care of your teammate. So,
And you can pass it to each other like across the way when you're like holding down a point, you know, like, oh, I need a heal. Who has one? Me. Mm-hmm. We can pass it over to them. That's epic. Nothing like that in Firewall. I love the drone too.
Yeah, that the drone is so cool. Yeah.
It's so badass. It is so strategic too. Like you can breach a wall or breach the ceiling and send in a drone and figure out what's going on. Is it safe for us to drop in or not? You know, it's, and I don't know. I'm really, really enjoying it. I think it's great.
I like slower play shooters too. So like, I don't know how you guys are. Like, I'm not a huge Call of Duty multiplayer fan because I don't like the fact that I can run around. It doesn't matter if I die, I spawn right back, yeah. I come right back. I like the, so that's why I like Escape from Tarkov or games like that that are slower. To me, you're dead. You lose all your stuff. There's got to be penalties to you dying. I love, now I don't mind going in and playing like free for all, but I love this, the strategic part, working as a team, having to go slow, having to check every corner. If you peek in one wrong spot, you have one shot, you're dead. That and then you're dead for the whole round. Those are penalties that you should incur, and that's what makes this game so intense. So for me, I love games like this.
Man, same. I couldn't agree more with you. This game is good on so many different levels because first of all, the core gameplay is phenomenal. It's so good. The teamwork required to really dominate in this game is amazing. Having to know the maps and all the different entry points, and it's just so good. But then there's like this game just looks unbelievable.
I was actually,
it looks unbelievable on the quest.
I was just gonna say that. I was just gonna ask you guys, like, have you played the Rift Steam version versus Quest, and what are your thoughts on that comparison?
Yeah, so it being on the Quest and being, I think this is probably, I'm going to say that this may be the very best looking and performing game that the Quest has to offer. As far as a multiplayer game, it looks like, I can't even believe I'm on a Quest most of the time. Then I go over and I plug in my Index and I'm playing on Steam and it looks even better. I don't even know how that's possible, but like the anti-aliasing is amazing, right? You don't see any jaggies. It the frame rate is like a solid 144 frames on my Index at all times. It like never dips. This game is so well optimized. Stupid. Like, these guys are geniuses with game optimization. I don't know how they've done it. I don't know what kind of wizardry they've signed up for, but like, this game is good in almost every single aspect of what makes a game good, from graphics to gameplay to strategy to everything. This is a full package. This game is sick.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, I loved Hyper Dash, which Triangle Factory is the name of the developers here. They made Hyper Dash, and I loved that when that came out. I played the alpha from SideQuest, and I played the crap out of it when it launched on the Quest. And this is like the best like follow-up performance ever. You know, they just like learned from what they did in Hyper Dash, made a new style of game, and just like knocked it out of the park. I'm having so much fun with it.
Home run.
It is so good. Yeah. So I guess we can move on to Firewall from that anyway, because it sounds like you guys are really enjoying Breaches. I just want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat, like, again, knowing every single person's name in the VR community. Thank you ever so much for being here. Really appreciate seeing all of you. I hope everything's going well for you all. I hope you're enjoying VR and everything. Everything's good. Respect to you all. And thank you again to Snowtoad and Mrs. Snowtoad for gifting the memberships. And Lincoln Clay calling us all buzzards. I don't know what that means. Thank you.
We were playing with Lincoln the other night, man. I was streaming on Saturday, and Wes and Roots got in. And then who else was in there? There was a ton of people, man. Artful was in there for a little bit. Lincoln Clay was. It was a fun time, man.
So yeah, before we move on, stepped out for Wes. That James. Was actually really cool.
Yeah.
Yep. There's a couple of things that I've learned in Breachers that I just want to quickly throw out there.
Oh, tips. Tips.
Yes. So this one, it takes, I think, people a while to figure this out. But the first and most obvious one is that if you want to like swing in from your rappel and jump through a window, you push your right thumbstick in, right? Hit, get over the window, hit your right thumbstick. You'll kick off. Bam, and then come blasting.
Oh, nice.
Which is a great, great move.
Learn that.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, I like that.
Going down your rappel, if you want to speed that up, you click in your left thumbstick and you'll like fall. So you don't have to like slowly work your way down. Left thumbstick will allow you to quickly fall down your rappel. And then finally, your consumable items like the health pack and the breaching foam and one other thing, I'm forgetting what it is right now, but they have three charges on them. So, and they recharge after a certain amount of time. So you can use your healing pack once, put it back on your chest, and after a cooldown, you can use it again up to three times. Same with your breaching foam. So I was like blasting open a wall and then chucking my breaching foam over my shoulder. And somebody who I was playing was like, dude, you have two more charges with that thing. And there was a time when it really could have come in handy because there's areas inside the buildings that require breaching foam to get through. So those are, I think that's all I have for tips right now, but I just wanted to throw that out there before we moved on.
Nice.
Yeah, Brad's not well this week. Sorry, I probably should have said something in the beginning. Yeah, he's not feeling too good. I think he even said like he can't even make any videos at the moment. Wow. But he'll be back. He said he's 80% fixed.
Well, that's what happens when you live 24/7 in a 75 hertz headset. You need them extra 15 hertz, Brad.
I love that the whole community is playing this game too, by the way, Breachers. Like, I mean, it seems like everybody's playing it. I got in last night. Zemtok was streaming. He invited me to come in and play. It was like Arcanian was in there, and like, you know, Livinator was in there, and there was a ton of people that we know, just all community members in there playing.
Dude, you know who else is in there? And it's not my mom.
My dad?
Yeah. It's my mom and dad's offspring. All the children are in there, dude. And it is pretty intense. Like, I was taken aback by how hard it was to get away from like literal children. I had a teammate last time I played. I was playing with J Bar, who does all of his streams on a VR treadmill. J Bar, J B A H R. Check him out.
Beer and headshots.
And yes, beer and headshots. Oh, yeah, that's the name of his thing. Mm-hmm. Either way, we had like a 7-year-old on our team. Like, I'm guessing 7.
How'd they do?
How do you think they did?
Well, sometimes they're fucking crazy. They're that's like true. Amazing.
That's true. I've gotten destroyed by children in Knock before. Right. But just like the constant, just like blah, 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 just like in my ear, dude, it was like, it's honestly draining. Like, it was I was like relieved when we finally got out of that lobby. So
what I'm talking about, though. There's so many people playing like that. I haven't played with anybody that hasn't been a community lobby yet. Like, we're filling 10 spots. I mean, we had a couple of bots during Zim stream yesterday. We played for like 5 hours.
The bots 4 or 5 hours.
Literally, I haven't. There's been so many community people playing. I have not had even a chance to get in and play with regular, you know, unknowns.
I only want to play games like this with my friends. Like, me I have too. No.
Yeah,
I just don't care to get in with randoms.
I was gutted.
Yeah, I'm the same.
When
yeah.
I started streaming, private lobbies wouldn't work. It just wasn't working. You know, even though I could see some, like there was reports that. I can't remember what he said, but basically something was wrong with the back end of whatever servers they're using. And I was really gutted because I had like a load of people waiting. I was like, oh, man. And then you end up like just playing with anyone. But as you said, everyone was playing it anyway. So you end up just bumping into people off your own Discord and channel and stuff. So that was really cool. Distract Rec Room is the absolute worst. I mean, that is kid world, isn't it? Rec Room.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know? 100%. But yeah, I mean, for a $30 game, it's $30, right? Breachers?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, for a $30 game, I was pretty surprised how many just young voices I was hearing. I was like, man, where are your parents, dude?
they like just chuck him in a room and shut the door. Like, yeah, get him.
Yeah, seriously, because they're children and we're adults, like adult men, you know, like I don't know. I'm not trying to open up that can of worms right now, but I just thought it was worth mentioning.
Don't, bro.
So let's move on to talking about Firewall. Are you guys all up to date with the recent hands-on that all the press people had?
I haven't checked out all of them yet, but I've seen a few of them, and it's been extremely positive, all the ones that I've checked out. Ian from Eurogamer was particularly impressed with it, and that's someone whose opinion I have a great deal of respect for. So I'm excited, man. I was already excited. Now I'm super excited.
Nice. I've seen nothing, so I could definitely use, like the information. You know, I haven't heard.
Can we immediately call out the elephant in the room? What in the crap? Is with a button reload in a VR game.
That's the way Firewall's always been, bro.
But it was always that way because of the aim controller, though. There's no aim controller now. To me, that's a cop out now.
That is
right,
It's right. Garbage.
And well, listen, like they had, listen though, seriously, that when Firewall Ultra was announced, everyone said, yeah, but there's no aim controller. So I get what they're doing. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do, but they're trying to cater to their base. The people that are coming over from the first version of the game, they want their experience to be similar to the experience of the first game. So they're going to copy over stuff like that. Hopefully it's optional. Hopefully those of us who like to do manual reloading will be able to.
It won't be optional. You can't have a competitive shooter and have one lot of people pressing auto reload, because if they're competitive players, unless there's some sort of ruling where in the options it's cancelled out, you can't have a load of people always making the perfect fast reloads and a load of other people. I said it in my video.
He's talking to you, Albo.
One of my favorite things, in a game is those stress moments. You drop your clip. Do you know what I mean? Like, you fuck up.
But I'm okay even with a pop one reload. I just don't want a button press.
Or a breacher's reload.
Breacher's reload. Give me a button press. And you know what? I don't think most of the people that have been using an aim controller for the past 5 years want a button press either when they're not using the aim controller. Like you're saying, cater to those people, but I don't think they want it.
Do you know what I wouldn't want it? This is what we need to remember. And this is what I've seen personally, and I could be wrong, is that the PSVR only people aren't too bothered. They're not that bothered, you know, because they haven't really experienced many other games. Pavlov, right, is the only other game that most of them have now played because of everyone's been talking about it. And I knew that would kind of happen because Pavlov, if you're only PSVR, is the first. Well, it's a bloody good game, you know. There's not much as in terms of leveling and competitiveness there in that way, but the guns are fantastic. There's World War weapons in there. For them, it's like an amazing playground. But the weapons in that are very real, you know, very hard to reload. Like the first time you try and reload an LMG in Pavlov, everyone's like, unless you've really reloaded one, you're like, what the fuck am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing. I've never done this before. So even if you, I think you've got the extremists of Pavlov and they're saying, do you know what? I actually don't mind a button press. I don't want to fucking stand there lifting this up, pulling this clip over here, racking it back. And so you've got two extremes, you know, unlike all of us who have played Onward, Contractors, Population One, Breaches. And to be fair, Breaches is even simpler than Population One.
Breachers barely qualifies. It barely qualifies as a manual reload.
It is just
you hit a button to drop your clip and you put the mag in, and the rest of it's an animation. It's just slightly above a button reload.
But it's better though. I still want that. We complained about the pop one reload when that first came out too, because they're like, wow, that's not gonna work. It's way too cheap. It's not a real reload. And guess what? Now everybody loves it.
It's okay.
At least give me that over nothing. Give me that over a button press. I don't want a button press. I don't want to go backwards here.
I just don't want to go backwards. We're getting back to the point of having a controller in your hand, pushing a button to reload, pushing a button to aim down the sights. I don't want to do that. I'm in VR for a reason.
Nobody's complained about a button press in Resident Evil 8 when we got in certain instances, there's different drawers, but there's... Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
I reload my guns manually.
A button reload for Switchback. No one's complained about that either. I think it'll work. You know, it'll be a different... It's not everything has to be a recreation of real life.
Yes,
in a tactical, you know what I mean? in a tactical simulation shooter, it does.
I could, that's the problem. Everyone's kind of right.
I see both sides of this.
That's the problem.
Sure.
Everyone is kind of right.
If it's a run and gun game, I guess I don't care. But again, this is a slow paced tactical simulation shooter. This should have a full, or at least give me the option. Again, I know you can't, because you can't have competitive if one person's not doing it, but I want the option. Don't give me the arcade. This is not an arcade game. This is going to be Breachers. And I want, or at least give me some type of reload.
So
somebody said in the chat, Decepticon button reload and OG Firewall was fine, regardless of whether you needed it for the aim controller or not. It worked. It'll work in this. It'll be fine. It'll be okay. You know, like
outside of VR, it's always a button press.
That's generally how I feel about it too, Roots. And I'm wondering, do we know, are we confirmed on how the grenade mechanics work in Firewall Ultra?
Yes. Yes.
Am I throwing it?
No.
No, it's a button press.
No.
Arc.
I might be wrong about this, but GT, isn't it a button, but you aim with your eyes, right?
Yeah. So a lot of stuff is sort of controlled with your eyes. Someone's just saying something in chat about pressing a button to aim or something. I know there's something called, like, is it ads? I'm sure someone put it in the chat earlier, but there's a system where in Firewall. So there's a lot going on here. Where do you start? So there's the ad system with the guns where I think when you get them like close to your face, the gun will automatically like link up closer to your face. You've then got the gun angle and aiming is kind of assisted with eye tracking. So one, like in my video, I was just going through stuff and I was basically saying that you'll never now be able to, for example, drop your assault rifle and grab your pistol instead of reloading. That just can't happen because you're going to have to always have a weapon select menu to pick the pistol. You know, there's never going to be that, you know, like I remember when I had my Pro Tube with the strap and just fucking whipping the assault rifle around just to get it out of the way to grab the pistol. Like that is a very, very cool feeling. So you'll never get that. As you said, the grenades are going to be auto. And I said the other day, I was explaining this to someone who is a big Pavlov player, a friend of mine, and they said, well, they might as well fucking shoot the gun for me. It was their response. Yeah, and I was like, wow, like that's...
I totally get it. I get why people feel this way. But also, like, since we're using Population 1 as an example, like, let's think about Population 1 reloading for a minute. Like, it's not just this, like, casual and comfortable, like, oh, I put in my clip and then I rack it back. Like, people learn strategies to, like, literally cheese the ever-living shit out of their reloads. You know, like, if you ever watch Proper D's video about reloading the op, it's just like, bam, it's, like, so fast. It's unrealistically fast because he's, like, learned that there's, like, a smooth motion that he can do that puts the clip in and pulls the thing back. And maybe they are thinking about it in from, like, a balancing perspective where like they don't want people to have to like cheese their reloads or learn how to get it done in a split second when they should just be focusing on like the intensity of the fight that they're
in. We don't want manual reload anywhere then.
Well,
we're just gonna get rid of manual reload.
No, because
one person can figure out how to do it faster. To me, that's competitive. That's, you know, if you want to be super competitive and be sweaty, go do that like Proper D did. To me, that's like real life. People learn how to reload really fast in real life. I mean, if we're talking about a competitive shooter, let's be competitive. This is a competitive shooter. I mean, I guess I get the both sides, and I don't, and this is not like arcadey. So don't give me arcadey. I'm okay with arcadey. If you want to be arcadey, do that and do it. Like, again, with switchback, you talked about switchback. I have no problem with shaking the gun reload, but that's switchback. It's not a competitive simulation.
But you can't you have a competitive shooter that also has some arcadey elements to it? Like, it doesn't have to be a fully perfect simulation for it to be competitive.
Yes, you can. This isn't that though. This isn't a halfway.
It is that apparently.
If it's not broke, don't fix it. Their game, like Wes was saying on the show the other night, is so successful on PlayStation VR, and they want to give that same game experience to the people that are invested in that ecosystem. And you know, it's bad for the people that want a manual reload, but for people that love Firewall Zero Hour, they're going to get the same game on a better system and they're going to love the shit out of it. Yeah. And they're in their own bubble anyway. They don't have all the platforms. They have to satisfy that group first, and then the other people will come and they'll be fine. I mean, I get it. I would prefer some kind of a manual reload as well, but I guarantee I'll enjoy the game either way.
If we have to be bound to old hardware's limitations, why are we upgrading our hardware? Why aren't we all just still playing on the PSVR 1?
Oh, now let's not pretend this is the same game. I mean, there are quite a few new features that were revealed this
Unreal
past
Engine
week.
Five.
Unreal Engine 5, the blinding mechanics. And with the eye tracking and the way you can blind people with your flashlight, flashbangs, so cool. You can block it with your hand or close your eyes. I mean, that's amazing.
That is cool.
That is cool. That's really cool. I mean, that's what I mean. That we're very lucky now in VR that there's still not a standard of everything. For example, like in Veil, you can actually pull the clip out of someone else's gun. Like, that is a fucking sick tactic. You know, you come around a corner and they've got a pistol to your head and you go to unload and you've got like one in the chamber and you're like, what the fuck is going on? It's like, oh, I've just got your mag here, dude. like when that happens, I remember, I think it was Viper who done it to me. I was just like, that was fucking insane. It's unforgettable. But I do feel more than any other game recently, I've been kind of hyped for. And that's the other thing. Firewall's got a place in my heart kind of thing. You know, it was the first real legendary VR competitive shooter that I completely loved. Like, I literally streamed it for hours and, you know, bringing people together. We had a tournament, you know, and all this stuff that I'm very excited to do that again. And it's, I think everyone's just got to really pay attention to reviews and stuff like that when it comes out, you know, and figure out.
Is Breachers coming to PSVR 2? Do we know?
I asked them that. And there's no official yes, but there is like a, yeah, we do want to, obviously. So I think what they did was kind of right. And I think it's all paid off as well, is that they were getting the best out of Quest. As we first knew, it was a Quest game. You could, and I said to the guys, I really want to stream it, but I'm really done with Quest streaming. Like, it's not fun. And they were like, oh, we're going to do a PC client. So you can see Quest gameplay on a PC. And I was like, well, fuck it, that's amazing. And then next minute there was a PC build and I was like, oh, right, okay. And then, yeah, so I'm assuming, dude, like, that'd be crazy. I think the conversation would change a lot for people when that happens, because again, Breaches would be very middle of the road, because you'd have Pavlov on one end, which a lot of people, I love Pavlov. Very realistic guns. You're going to have Firewall, which would be its own, to be fair, a very unique way of playing a first person shooter in 2023. And then you could have Breaches, which is kind of like a bit, I guess it would be in the middle row of them.
And
you're in trouble.
And you're going to have Ghost of Tabor.
Yeah.
True. Well, yeah. And, September. And yeah.
Firewall Ultra is going to be in trouble too, by the way, because it's only going to be PlayStation that we know of right now. And that player base, when we get Steam, Rift, Quest, and PlayStation VR 2, you'll never have an empty lobby with Breachers.
Absolutely.
And Firewall Ultra, or Firewall, you try and go into the PlayStation VR version in the last year or 2 years and find a lobby. You're going to have problems.
Yeah.
Maybe if you're someone who is into like public lobbies, as we just spoke about, I probably won't be playing many public matches.
A lot of
like,
people I'll be that going do
people. Yeah.
How many complaints have we heard for the last 2 years about Firewall or 3 years about Firewall? There's a lot of people that play
forever,
public lobbies.
They're doing dedicated servers now, so hopefully that shouldn't be an issue. That what Alex said, the 40 minutes waiting, and that was the problem. That's what I hated about it too. Like, you know what I mean? You're forced to, and their basketball sucked. You make the basketball better, I think. No, I'm just kidding.
But it wasn't like this.
I'll tell you this. I will play this game because I'll play it with my friends and I want to try it. And I want to, you know, Firewall was awesome, the original. But there's a lot of competition for games I know I love. And they have lost a lot of my interest with this reload mechanic thing. Now, it doesn't really matter. I'm just one person, right? But there's a lot of competition. I really hope they know what they're doing. Because this is such like a big selling point of VR, is being able to interact with weapons like this.
Yeah.
And with the amount of amazing competition they have in the shooter range, I really, really hope. I really hope I get in there and I'm like, oh, this is awesome. Never mind. Forget everything.
I honestly think, you know, they're very focused on one platform. They're not really looking outside of other platforms. You know, they are a PlayStation shooter. You know, they're a PlayStation VR shooter first and foremost. So again, it's so different. It's so different for everyone. I mean, the truth is, if people like us who are multi-platform can go in there and have a good game, the people who are only PlayStation VR are going to have a fantastic game. Like, do you know what I'm saying? So I can't wait to go hands on with it. Just to see, because even the clips they did, you know, like, you can almost be drip fed negatives from people, you know, like people talking about the accuracy of some guns, people talking about bits disappearing in the videos, and there's all sorts of stuff going on. But either way, I mean, it's conversation about the game, which is cool.
Right.
People
and
care.
You know, Nihilist Ryan in the chat says, something that none of us has really mentioned. He says, one thing though, Firewall is going to have way better graphics than any of the competition, it seems. And I would say that that's probably true. Like, it's going to be really, really beautiful. And to maybe just back up Skiva's perspective a little bit here, you know, Firewall or First Contact Entertainment kind of has a track record of like building off of like their base skeleton. You know, like you think about when Solaris came out, right? Like they targeted that game for the Quest and didn't take advantage of the Quest. It was still basically like a weird port of Firewall, having your hands glued to a single weapon and not having grenades that you can just reach out and throw and not having manual reload mechanics or any of that kind of stuff. So there is a part of me that thinks that First Contact has just like taken Firewall and like left the core there and then just like added.
Well, that is exactly what the game is. It's like, for example, when we were talking about the lobbies, you still have to go back to a lobby in between rounds.
Like, yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like, why would you not think of a new way to do that other than you're trying to avoid going back to the drawing board or you tried and failed?
I don't know.
So
what if an AIM controller 2 is coming and they know that? That's why they're doing a button press.
Dude, I would lose my mind.
It's not gonna
happen. Then I'm all for it. Now I'm back in. Look, all right. Let's go.
Listen, Eric, with these kind of button mechanics, button press mechanics being added into the control scheme, what this essentially does is it allows you to get a gun stock and use it like an AIM controller, because you don't have to pull your controllers out and reload and have all this clunky interaction that gun stocks bring. You can put your controllers on like a Pro Tube or something, and then it, in theory, would feel like a next gen AIM controller because of the next gen haptics and stuff. So
does the DualSense track?
I'm sorry?
No.
Does the DualSense controller track?
No, it doesn't. No.
That was one of the things about Firewall, is that they wanted to make it to where you could also play it with the DualShock at the time. So you could either use a DualShock or an AIM controller. And anybody who used an AIM controller would have told you that's the way to play. But
occlusion issues with the PlayStation VR2 controllers yet? There are issues. I don't know.
Very rarely.
I haven't really used a gun stock. So with that,
it's quite light sensitive, and obviously with the slam tracking, like the more busier your space is, the better the tracking is, and you know, it's a bit finicky, the tracking. But I don't really come across any issues personally.
I do all the time. Not with occlusion, just tracking in general, because I'm in a big. When I'm not on the ship, I'm in a big green room.
That's true.
Literally, Steve's like, my PlayStation to work is by throwing boxes and shit all over the place. Like when it's time for me to game on my PlayStation, I have to trash the place and then pick up afterwards.
Literally, we were in a meeting the other day.
Every 2 seconds,
I looked around and Steve, I'm like, what are all those boxes all over your room? He's like, yeah, I was using my PlayStation. I had to have something back. It boxes everywhere.
That sucks.
So Alex, have you seen this gun stock? Have you seen
this one? Want that. Thing is sick.
Cobra VR Vader 1. And basically I was using it, right? And this particular part of it isn't adjustable. Okay, but you can collapse it mid-game.
That's cool.
You can go from like then you're using your other guns, and you go to like long shot and stuff. But I hated that. Not because it's not adjustable, because like if you have I've got another one. I can't remember the name of it at the moment. I've only had like a few hours sleep. But on the other one, like the back stock is completely adjustable. This was adjustable. But I preferred everything else about this. So they sent me through this little kit thing just to take off this bar, right? Because what I was finding was I was leaving it in this form. Yeah. The controller here. And it's so easy to just attach the controllers and use it for reloading, throwing grenades and stuff, that I wanted this gone. And I'll tell you what, it actually did start reminding me of the AIM controller. So I kind of thought to myself, like, I said that to them, and yeah, they've sent me for this little mod that I can add on the back of it.
You don't need that then. You just need a mini Mr. Tass mini mag stock. You've been making that for 2 years.
Yeah,
how much?
PlayStation, though? For PlayStation? Yeah,
he needs to go get one so he can make it for a PlayStation.
Whatever's cheapest, I guess, isn't it, is what you go with.
Yeah, that mini mag stock, Roots has one there, I think, right, Roots? I mean, Magstock. I think Tass sells that thing for like
I have the Tass.
I don't know. Tass, you can tell us in chat what you sell that thing for. Look at that. Look at this GT.
Pull the controller off.
Oops. Yeah. So it's got both. You just pull that off. So I basically, or vice versa. You know.
He needs to figure out how to make one.
Do you? Okay,
let's see the whole thing.
I would try it.
It's really good, actually. It's for me, I don't know. I prefer it because when I have, like, when I pull off one gun, or like on pop one, I've got this attached. It's so light. It doesn't even feel like I've got anything there. And then when I'm ready, I just pop it back on. And
he's sending me one for my, he's sending me one so I can hook it up with my Quest Pro controllers, because I can't, like, this is what I want to use. This is what I'm using most of the time, but it doesn't fit.
GT, let me ask you about the stock that you just showed us. Yeah. Do you have something attached to your controllers that's like permanently affixed to that thing that prevents it prevents your controllers from being used normally otherwise?
No, just these things. You like the little clasps on the front and back.
How does that attach to your controller?
Do you have a controller there that you can?
It's just a little. You tighten it.
Yeah, it's just a little.
It just pinches down.
And then when you're done, you pop it off. The controller doesn't have anything attached to it anymore.
Yeah, you just put the controller in there, just slide it on. I did a video on it, Alex. I'm not saying you have to watch it. I'm not trying to sell it, but yeah.
Go watch the video, Alex. You did a lot of work.
I did two fucking videos. I actually did two videos. So I got the setup wrong, unbelievably. Someone's like, yeah, but you got to do this, and I just deleted the video and spent the day doing it all again.
I would definitely not buy this. If somebody sent me one, I would try it. You know, and I'm willing to bet that I probably wouldn't use it, but you know, there must be some stock out there that I'd be able to vibe with.
Stocks either, man, because of that, you know, it's just,
yeah,
it has cool benefits, but then the other parts, they're just not for me.
So this, I think, in a slower game like Ghost of Tabor, I would definitely go with a gun stock, like a Pro Tube or something like that, like a full gun stock, because it's slow enough that it's not, you know, you have to reload fast sometimes, but it's still not that frantic, fast paced Pavlov contractors type of reload where you don't have to worry about it. And there's no climbing, you know, there's no things.
But there's a lot of looting. You're like always reaching down to the ground.
No, I'm not saying you don't have to break it. Yeah, I'm not saying you don't have to break it. But I mean, watch somebody like Short Stacks play with his Pro Tube, and man, he plays Ghost of Tabor better than anybody I've ever seen. He plays with that Pro Tube all the time.
He plays it more than anyone else.
Exactly.
Well, and if Firewall is built to where I actually don't split my hands up, then that might make it
right.
That might make a stock sound a lot more appealing.
Yeah, and I guess in that case, it might make me feel better about the button press, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, at the end of the day, this could be really good fun, and it could be very tactical, regardless of all this stuff. So yeah, it was just very strange for me to hear it all myself, you know. Like, I'd heard about the automatic reload. Apparently they'd released a video a while back and then it got deleted or something because of kickback, and then I guess they waited for this press event for people to actually play the game to even mention it, you know. Like, because if, as you said, Ian Hickton, if he had a problem with that, he would have said that. He would have said, yeah, this is not fun. And so yeah, It's interesting.
I like that we're getting these good quality shooter games, though. I mean, that's great. I mean, that's going to be
amen.
Huge. And this brings a lot. This can bring a lot of flat gamers in too that haven't tried VR before, that will try it because it's VR and it's cool and it's something they've never done before. So
I was so hyped for Firewall, and I'm not anymore.
Oh no!
I'm still going to play it. I'm still going to play it. Right? I'm going to try it, and I'm sure I'm probably going to love it. But the thing is, it killed the hype for me, and that's a bummer.
I think it killed the hype for a lot of people, to be honest. Yeah.
So there, what other features are there? So we've talked about this automatic reload, which I guess isn't really a feature, but it's new information. And then the feature of the eye tracking, right? Like being able to close your eyes before a flash goes off. I think that is extremely awesome. Awesome. What else is there that's noteworthy that we haven't touched on yet?
What you got? You got anything, Alex?
No,
Wes, what have you got? You got anything else?
Well, I'm trying to think of what comes to mind. I can bring up the blog post.
Yeah, bring up the blog post, man. Because I think we've accidentally covered it all. Mm-hmm. to be honest, you know, because
it's possible.
The end of the day, they didn't really release any new information of like maps, I don't think. And you're getting all the maps from the original.
Nice.
Wow, really? I didn't know that.
As far as I know, dude, as I said, it's,
that's cool.
Firewall Ultra is the original Firewall underneath, and then they're going, then you're laying it with Unreal Engine 5 and then the PSVR 2 stuff.
So, oh, is it only the old maps though? There's no new maps?
There might be new maps. There probably will be.
They're better.
Yeah, there are new maps. There are new maps. There are new contractors, new weapons.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But the old maps have been rebuilt, and they're not one for one. They're for example, the like call center map is all disheveled now with furniture turned over. There are new routes through the old maps. That there are elevators and things in there now that weren't there before. So it's a remix. It's kind of like a remix of the of all the old maps, plus new maps, new contractors, new weapons.
What about Anthony's hallway carpet, the carpet from the hotel? Is that still there?
I bet you it is, but it's
Unreal
be
5, bro. Carpet.
Glorious 4K now.
Yeah, yeah. You can rub your face on it.
Unreal Engine 5 carpet. Why did we play My Mom then? I must have missed that.
She's got carpet.
Yeah, you know who wants to rub your face or somebody said something.
And my mom's carpet.
And my mom's
she
carpet.
Has an she has an unreal carpet.
These boys are so filthy.
Firewall's maps are extremely good. Some of like the best maps ever in first person shooters, in my opinion. Like I loved those maps. They were even the ones that I didn't like, I still liked, you know, they were like my least favorite, but I still loved playing on them.
I can't wait to go back to the one with the kitchen where you got the donuts and the croissants. And I used to look at those things for hours, but oh man, I'd love to eat some of these.
I'm hungry now.
Yeah, it's good. Well, so what about have you got anything extra there, Wes, do you think? Or you think we've done
No, I mean I'm trying to skim over it without reading everything, and it looks like they're highlighting a lot of stuff like the new graphics and the 3D audio, things that we were already expecting. The big focus of the article are the different ways that they're using the eye tracking.
Fisherman's 2 release date, another Fisherman's Tale. When is that out?
May 11th.
Okay. Another Fisherman says that in May the 11th.
May 11th, that's right. Yes.
I done a video for it today.
Yeah, but we have access to do preview content on the first 2 hours of the game. It wasn't like complete review access.
GT played through and recorded the whole damn game.
Dude,
whoops.
I'm really glad I was playing it. I kept thinking he did say only do 20 minutes or so. And I'd done the first chapter, which I thought, yeah, this is pretty cool. Like it reminds me of the first one, plus some extra mechanics. And then the escape in the prison thing, I was like, this is actually really cool. And then I stopped anyway because I was like, I'm not sure where I am. I'd recorded like 43 minutes of it.
You get 2 hours. They'll give you 2 hours, and then there's a later date for the review embargo sometime in early May.
Don't tell them I didn't read it. All right, just
nobody'll know. It's just us here.
Yeah. Don't tell anyone I don't read in general. But yeah, man, yeah. I don't know if you guys ever played Fisherman's Tale.
I did. Yeah, I was. I thought it was really cool.
I thought it was cool.
Yeah,
Wes never played it.
What?
I did not. No, I didn't.
He's going to. You're going to play it before the second.
It's only
one?
An hour and a half long, no. Wes, or something. It's
oh, really?
Long. Yeah, it's not. It's like hour and a half, 2 hours, but it's like VR Inception moments.
It's cool. It's really. I think cool. It's worth checking out.
Absolutely.
You know who hates it when it's short like that?
My mom. We're always speaking for this woman. You know, she never gets.
I know, right?
Voice her own opinions.
Well, it's hard to speak. It's hard to speak. It's hard to speak with your mouth full. It's rude.
Yeah. Hey,
Jesus! Right.
Hello.
It's a family show.
Oh,
hold on. Let me tell my 8-year-old daughter not to watch anymore. Oh, daddy says don't watch the show anymore, honey.
Oh, that's it. Ephraim Marcus, thank you ever so much. Yes, one of the most exciting things, and I can't believe I forgot this, because I try and do it in most VR games I play. You can cover the light of your gun with your hand in Firewall.
Yeah,
cool.
That doesn't sound amazing.
Cover your
eyes,
you can cover your light.
But honestly, play your favorite shooters now and try it. And the light.
Does that mean I can do shadow puppets on the wall?
Yes,
you can.
Damn. What it means is you. It's a way to stealth when you're in proximity to the enemy.
You could be like that. You could be doing that, and someone would look at that on the wall, and you shoot me in the back of the head while they're looking at it. That'd be so cool. Oh man. So yeah, also I was going to say, so Green Hell is getting co-op, and I'm sure that someone told me it was 4-player co-op.
It is.
That's insane.
I might actually play it now.
Me too.
It's actually going to be. Yeah. it's going to put the final nail in the forest. Everybody that says the forest is so good, which, I mean, it was cool, but it's the jankiest fucking game I've ever played. And I can't wait to get in there and steal Wes's fish for Green Hell.
Oh, no.
What you drinking? I can't wait to feed him like poison mushrooms.
You drinking? Yeah. Yeah.
Fish are so much harder to come across in Green Hell, too. If you take my fish, you really will be killing me.
I was saying that I was on Virtual Stranger show the other day. And I was saying, dude, I'd love it for like someone to like have to pick the leeches off your body for you. That'd be so cool. You'd be walking a little bit like, just, can you just stand still for a minute? And be like,
you got a leech on you, bro.
You got a leech.
Yeah, you can keep them. That's protein, man. You can keep it, cook it up.
Who doesn't want to pick leeches off other people? I mean,
that's true. That's real life.
Well, especially if I couldn't reach it. Right? Like, if you could like see one on my back and I can't reach it, you know, like that would be awesome. Obviously, that's not going to happen, but one can dream.
Ball check.
I mean, Green Hell was the one.
Ball check.
Green Hell's the one where like you clicked in your thumbsticks and your legs like came up, didn't they? Funny, well, like weird angles, your arms and your legs, wasn't that? Have you guys done that? When like,
I never did it.
So if you bust your ankle in it, right, you click in the right thumbstick.
Oh yeah.
And your foot goes whoop up in midair, and it's really funny. And I kind of tried to get it glitching, so it looked like I was floating in midair, so my legs would be up here, like doing this. But I just think it'd be so funny in multiplayer, like everyone just walking around on like one leg, and it could be.
So here's my concern. Here's my concern with it. Now, I think this is amazing news. Multiplayer is what this game needs. It's going to be. It's like a next gen version of the forest. You know, with a gigantic map and next gen graphics. Here's the thing with the forest. The game starts, the story campaign starts with you crashing in a plane. It makes sense in the story for you to have other people there. The story of Green Hell makes absolutely no sense for other people to be there. So my question is this multiplayer mode just going to be basically them dropping you in the map and saying, there you go, don't die? Or is there going to be story content to play through with your friends? And that's a big thing for me. If it's just hanging out in the jungle with your friends, you know, I could see myself doing it once or twice and then being done with it.
I saw somewhere I thought there was going to be new story content with this.
There is. Three-part story DLC, yeah. Spirits of Amazonia, it's called.
Yep.
Just so everyone knows, yeah, I did say that it would be funny to pull leashes off someone's bum. That's what I said. That was the words.
That would be funny.
That would be funny. Yeah, you got a leech on your ass. All right, cheers. Man Bear Pig, Game Cat, thank you ever so much for the donation. He says, you guys know who else has an unreal carpet?
My mom!
Well, exactly. My question is, would you still, you guys were talking about eating the leeches. What if you took it off of someone's bum? I don't know if I want to eat that leech anymore. Like, I don't know if
you guys say
to
bum?
Begin
Do Americans
with.
Say bum?
No, no. I just didn't sound
right, dude. Like, when you said that,
I was like, I feel like I was in the UK.
That's what we call homeless people over here.
Yes, that's right.
Oh yeah, and geezer is old people.
Old person. Well, what's a geezer in England?
Just a dude.
He's one of the best bass players of all time. That's what.
Yeah, like a geezer here is someone like you can rely on. Do you know what I mean? They're cool. They're down. Yeah.
Really?
So I remember.
I'm definitely one of those.
I remember streaming or something.
You're both of them.
You're both. Yeah. Fuck off. You're double geezer.
Yeah, dude.
All right, dude. You're not calling me double geezer.
You're double geezer. Oh, I remember saying that in a live chat, and like someone like got a little bit offended. They're like, why are you calling me old? And I'm like, I'm not saying you're old. So I stopped saying geezer pretty quickly when I realized that most of my audience is American. And
we could have a show just of slang words from the US and the UK. And just
we could do that. We definitely do. Even food, like you go down the road at food is even named all different stuff. And
you guys have weird names for your stuff. Ours is all normal. No, just kidding. I'm sure. Right? What, isn't it? Tell us some of your food over there, GT. Some of the normal stuff that sounds weird over
well,
here.
Well, the thing is, I don't know what it is, do I? I don't.
Chips.
Chips. What about
that's
chips?
Oh, wrong. Yeah.
French fries, right?
Fries. What do you call potato chips then?
Crisps.
Crisps.
Oh,
crisps.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
you're right. You're right, Roots. That's weird.
I'm the only English person, aren't I? This is gonna be like,
yeah, you do this show with all Americans.
I need another UK person on here. This is gonna be strange. So what do you call this, GT?
What do you call a cigarette? Isn't it
Oh, let's not.
No,
let's
that's not. Canadian. Oh, never mind.
Never mind. This that's is a Canadian. Family show. Come on.
Right.
Isn't it
beans,
weird?
Beans
though?
On like toast. It's... Who eats beans on toast?
Who doesn't eat
beans on toast? An English thing?
Definitely.
Beans on toast.
Yeah, they serve beans for breakfast everywhere over there.
That just sounds like people shitting their pants all day.
You don't have beans for breakfast. You Americans made clickbait videos for that shit.
This is the best.
They don't have no Lucky Charms.
I've ever heard, by the way.
Yeah, we do have Lucky Charms.
Oh, do you?
Oh.
Yeah, they're just shit.
What do you call them?
You call them
shit Lucky Charms. Unlucky. Oh man, I can't believe you brought the cigarette one up. I've got so many memories of saying what you're saying. Like,
can I bum one?
Can what it was.
Can I bum one?
No one ever says that, by the way.
No.
Bum. Like, bum a
no
cigarette
bum doesn't. Yeah, bum.
It'll be like, can I ask your cigarette?
No one says, man. Can I bum a cigarette? No.
You know, everyone's in chat. Like, do I type this?
I really no, I know. I'm just waiting for this thing to implode right now.
It's better not to say it or to type it.
We should rename this podcast to Derailed.
I'll tell you what, yeah. Right? I'll tell you what might be a weird one. Banana sandwiches.
Bologna?
Like a banana. Peanut butter banana?
Sorry, banana sandwich.
Is that me?
A banana.
Are you doing my voice?
You make banana sandwiches?
You pronounce banana, banana.
But banana.
It's a banana.
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 Or nanner. You could just call it a nanner. Cut to the chase.
Oh shit. Oh man. Wait, I say banana.
Do you?
Banana. You can barely get that out of your mouth.
Banana.
Fucking banana. Yeah. Like none of you.
Samson. Samson 143 VR with the $4.99 US Crewcast is my favorite mashup pod.
Bro.
Yeah.
Bro. Me too.
It's the best. Oh. I like when we talk about food for 20 minutes.
We can easily right? talk about food.
Mrs. GT says, GT, no normal English person has a banana sandwich.
A banana.
Listen to you saying it like that.
I don't know. I don't even think I say it weird. You guys say it weird.
Oh man.
You put
peanut butter on it, or is it just a banana sandwich? Do you put like peanut butter and banana?
No,
like
that's a good combo.
To be fair, I never used to act. It was my nan or grandma.
Oh, okay.
I think you call them grandmas.
Yeah, we call them grandmas.
Yeah. Or nan. No, I've seen people call them nana or nan.
Nice nans. Yeah. So she used to make me banana sandwiches. So, and it would be like banana with sugar. It was nothing special.
So it's like a comfort thing, brings back good memories too. And
a little bit. I personally don't eat one. I have my bananas normally. How do you say banana again, you guys?
Banana.
Not like that.
Not like I don't know what you're saying.
Saying boner nanner.
No,
boner-nanner.
I'm not, Alex. I'm not.
You know who loves bananas?
I couldn't get the A right.
It's banana, dude. It's just a banana.
Banana. Oh, banana.
It's a banana. It's
banana.
Banana.
Yeah. Holy shit.
You bunch of mental. You're fucking mental. Oh no! Don't start that. No,
a crisp sandwich.
No, Sutrabla, I think his name is, has just come up with one that we don't need to.
Oh, aluminum?
Oh, fucking.
You say aluminium?
Aluminium.
No. Wait a minute. It's not. You don't say aluminum?
No, I say aluminium.
You say aluminium?
Okay, that's hilarious.
If I was
that's
drunk,
a joke.
I wouldn't say that.
No,
there's
it's
no
not
way.
A fucking joke, Alex.
No,
it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. I've heard this on other like PC focused. Channels on YouTube.
Can you give me a vegetable? How do you say vegetable?
Vegetable.
Yeah, that's good.
That's
vegetable.
Good. That's good, Alex. Right. That's good. You're not teaching language. Yeah. So
I'm
saying it different
when it comes to language.
You're
and
talking my
words.
Language. Oh, you're talking my language.
Yeah, that's the Queen's English.
What about peanut butter and cheese whiz? Somebody said is really good.
What oh God,
cheese whiz?
What are we doing now?
What is cheese whiz?
420 is Thursday, ladies and gentlemen. 420 is Thursday.
Oh yeah, three more days until we can just go off the rails like this, right?
Oh yeah. Okay, here's a good one. Garage.
Yeah, well, we all know that already.
It's garage.
The
garage.
No, Wes, you make me sound so posh. I don't know why. It's garage.
Garage, okay.
Garage, not garage. What did you say? Garage.
Garage. Yeah, We like to sound fancy. Garage.
Je ne sais quoi says.
Garage. Is it like Target when you're saying Target? Target. A good garage.
Trash is rubbish. Do you guys say rubbish? Garage.
No.
Garbage. Trash.
Nothing is rubbish. Oh, garbage. Wow. Garbage. Yeah, that's a good one. Garbage. Garbage.
Garbage.
Like the
garbage. Yeah.
Garbage.
Garage.
Oh no,
mate.
PD said it.
I'm coming unglued over here.
I know.
Yeah, same. So is there anything else we need to talk about to do with the art this week? Is it like
I don't know, man. Let's think. There's shit tons of stuff coming out.
There is a phenomenal game on PSVR 2 that I don't think is getting any love, and it should. And it's because it's an older game, but oh my god, it's not anymore. It's like brand new again. Yo, Zombieland Headshot Fever.
Yeah, oh, it's amazing.
PSVR 2. Oh my god, I'm playing this like I'm addicted to it every single night again. And I've even gone back and played it on PC and Quest again, and it just doesn't feel as good. It feels so good on the
graphics. I noticed.
Looks so good. This game is the hotness.
I noticed that both of you, Skiva and Gamertag, are on there on like the very first tutorial level with full loadouts and three perks. Like, you guys are going back trying to push it up there, huh?
Oh, I'm gonna have to get in there tonight.
Sometimes I see like I get in there and I'm like, okay, I gotta beat everyone's score, and then I see some of these scores from GT are like, that's not even possible. This dude's hacking.
There's like, a reason for that, right? 10 GT seconds.
What does that mean, Wes? What does that mean?
I mean, you used to work for XR Games, and when that game launched, right?
Yeah, I was a playtester. It was really weird. I did a review for the game, set my negatives, and the owner rang me up and he went, fucking just work with us, you know, and for us. So I was like, okay, cool. Did some bits, and
content creator competition.
Did I win that or did I come second? I think
you
I
hosted
won that.
It. You hosted it.
I hosted
and
it. And
I was
it.
In it.
Oh
no, it was Game on Scorpio, I think.
The one I hosted was that's different. I also done another one for them as well online with Viper. Game on Scorpio again, who is, to be fair, naturally very talented at a lot of games. Like if me and him got in a game for the first time, more likely he will beat me just because he's naturally really fucking fast reacting and stuff. But yeah, I remember like beating his score on Zombieland Headshot Fever live. Oh man, I couldn't believe it. It was amazing. But as going back to what Steve was saying, this game is like literally an underplayed gem, an undervalued gem, especially on PSVR 2 because they've got an all new graphics engine in there. It looks fantastic and it plays just as good as it did before. I'd recommend it to anyone. Yeah, when they were like,
I need to try it. I haven't tried it yet.
It's so good. It's so good. This game is like VR crack. I'm telling you. Like, you're like, I'm gonna play like one round. I'm just gonna play crack and so go good. To bed and like, and that's it. And then like 3 hours later, you're like playing like the same couple things over and over again, trying to like beat all the high scores and just do better and better. This game is so good, and it looks incredible, and it runs incredible, and it feels amazing on the PSVR 2. It feels great on the controllers. The haptics are awesome. Everyone with a PSVR 2 should own this game.
How much is it?
I don't know. If it was $100, you should buy it.
$25? $20, $25?
I think it's $20 or $25.
Are you going to talk about it on your show, Alex, if you get some keys?
Zombieland?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get some keys in.
All right. That's what I like to hear.
Yeah.
By the way,
I'll say this. I agree with everything that Skiva said about this game. It is fucking amazing and it's addictive. I do have one nitpick though. They should be utilizing the eye tracking for the node-based teleportation in this game.
Yes, I completely agree with you there.
Yeah.
1,000%.
Because it's gaze-based, right? It's already gaze-based and it doesn't always pick up. And when you're really pushing for the top of the leaderboard, split seconds matter and it doesn't always catch. And that can ruin a run. And there's such an easy fix for them now available on PSVR. I don't know why they're not taking advantage of it.
Yeah, I think agree. Like at the time I featured Zombieland like 2 weeks. I think it came out really quickly, didn't it? Like 2 weeks after the launch, maybe a week after.
It might have been a launch title, wasn't it?
I think it might have been.
If it was, yeah, yeah. Like they messaged me, and like, do you want to do a video on it? And I kind of thought, oh, like it sounds like no one's making noise or whatever. And I made a video and it did all right, nothing special. But literally no one was talking about it. Like no one cared about it. And I kind of thought, damn, like how is it, what's missing? You know, it's an IP that everyone knows the films. It's a really cool game, you know, like for me, it's like the best, I don't want to say the best, it could be the best. I could say the best arcade-esque shooter in VR.
Yes.
Just fighting the clock. And the weapons are fucking sick as well.
So good.
Yeah. Have you got the American Bad Boy thing, the revolver one shot, Skeever? There's a revolver in there, dude. It fucking, like, if you can get headshots with that, it's one shot.
Really? So I don't think I've seen the revolver yet. And I'm trying to go through and like upgrade every weapon to full, like try to complete all the challenges.
That might be the mistake. The revolver, no. That might be a mistake. Because toilet rolls worth a lot of money in that game.
Yeah, you gotta
have a toilet roll. Like they used to be in real life, which is kind of funny, right? Because I think Zombieland came out pre-pandemic, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Nailed that toilet paper would be the ultimate currency. Okay, stupid story real quick. So during the pandemic, I got sick of using fast food napkins to wipe my beep, right? All the time because like there was
bum.
No toilet paper.
He's singing his bum. Wiping his bum. His bottom. Yes.
My bum.
we need to ban.
I really did. And my neighbor went and he's like, yo, I got a stockpile. I was like, what? He had like all this toilet paper. I didn't use toilet paper in 6 months.
Oh, shit. Right? That's my God, your bum must have been wrecked.
It sucked, dude. I ended up trading weed for toilet paper.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that incredible. And it was the best wipes of my life after that. So just
it was well worth it.
So I collect that toilet paper in Zombieland like I need it.
Was it even like high quality toilet paper? Because like for me personally, I don't
It was two ply, baby. Oh yeah.
Wow. Quilted. That quilt.
Extra soft.
Food napkins.
Oh, yeah, after 6 months of fast food napkins, I think, dude, it didn't matter what you were using, right? Snowtoad says we could talk about what went wrong with Gambit.
That's a good idea.
Never mind. I was going to throw some shots out here, but I'll have a little decorum.
Who's he going to throw shots at? Let me guess. Is it Radio Run? Maybe.
Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah. Radio Run. Just take a shower.
We've all been there, Bran.
I stand by what we said about Gambit.
Let's talk about Gambit. What happened with Gambit, man? What happened with Gambit?
It crashed. For somehow the Steam version, got worse from the time that they delayed launch to the time that it came out, and it became buggy. When we tried to play Roots and I with Skeeva and Tribe, and Skeeva and I were forced to play the Quest version because the Steam version just would not run for us.
That might explain what happened to me then, because I couldn't even get through like the next level. Like there'd be like four of us, we get together and be like, right, let's go to the next place. You couldn't fucking open the door. There was just like real alpha issues, if I could put it in any way.
Their games kept crashing. Every time they'd go to a new level, both of them would disappear.
Now these are the developers. Was it Zero Caliber? Was their game before? Yeah.
That's right.
And they've done a really like top job of bringing that to Quest.
It took a while though. It took some post-launch support for that one to come along to what it has become today.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're right. It's buggy. I mean, you'll have a door that all four players have to put a hand on to open, but for some reason, one of the grips you can't grab. We had instances where our hands would lock up so we couldn't grip our guns. I mean, there was tons of bugs. But with all that aside, when it worked, we had a blast. Like, I enjoyed myself. The game itself, I think, is a fun game. It's an arcade game. It's not going to be for everyone. But when it works, it's fun. And
the only thing that come across to me is it felt like animations felt very cheap. I don't like it. Didn't feel like a game of current gen. In some way, like why aren't, when you're shooting these guys, why isn't there ragdoll effects? Why isn't there ragdoll effects? Why is it an automated? I've died. Ugh, I'm going to lay down this way. You know, why are they getting blasted away? Why? I don't know. Sometimes I feel like this is where some of the conversation for what I was saying earlier about PSVR 2, where there's this general feeling of, oh, what's happening? You know, there's no games and stuff. I think people are, and me, are getting very aware that a lot of PC VR indie games are coming to PSVR 2. Like Afterlife VR I played yesterday is very much that, you know, very much that. And the only reason that I gave it any time is because it's only £10. You know, it's the price it should be, because it's funny. It's fun. Like, it's got a good atmosphere. It makes you jump. But the game, for the best part of it, is pretty bad. Do you know what I mean? It's not amazing. You're not going to walk away.
It's cliche. It's cliche. You have to be a fan of that genre. I mean, it's all been done before in one form or another.
Yeah, absolutely.
But if you like that sort of game, you know, it's worth the price, right? Mm. Worth the price, worth your time.
But how much was Gambit on release?
$20.
Yeah, I mean, that's not bad, is it? $20.
No.
That's not bad.
Is it out now?
Oh, yeah, it's out.
It's out, and the PC version just continuously crashes, which is a bummer. And I'll tell you, it's very weird, because me and Tribe used to play this game a lot, like 6 months ago, and I don't remember ever crashing. Like, I don't know what's happening. I'll tell you, I do see the improvements that they've made. I think the guns feel 100 times better.
They sound way better.
Are better, yeah. There's a lot of things that are improved, but even still, like, when the game runs, and I think it's a lot more stable on the Quest, I love it. Like, when it's running, I truly love this game.
And the characters are cool. Aren't they? The characters are cool, you know? Like, yeah. I liked all that, you know? And I wasn't really a fan of the, like, forced swearing in the trailers and bits. I thought that was a bit cheesy, but I was really up for it. I was so up for Gambit. And yeah, when I played it, I was just like, oh, I don't want to play this, unfortunately. But
I love the level design. I love all the hidden areas and all the secrets, trying to find all that stuff. You clear all the arcade enemies out, and then you spend just as much time trying to find all of the crates and buttons and cameras. Like, there's a lot of added gameplay and just that extra stuff that helps you ultimately upgrade your weapons for your next run.
When this game becomes stable again, I'm gonna play it so much, because I truly do like it. I even like the repetitiveness of the different kinds of enemies and stuff, because it's like, you know, that kind of enemy, how it's going to behave, you know what it's going to do. It's like very, very, very arcadey. You know, find different areas and then go and find all the little things here and there. And then the voice acting, I think, is some of the best in VR, like, period. I just really like this game. It's just too bad that, like, it's in its current state. They should have pushed this release back. If they did and it came out, like, working really well, I think it could have done really well, because me and Tribe play the hell out of this game. Like, really, really enjoy it.
And you can jump, which is awesome.
Yeah. Right. And climb, all kinds of stuff. I think it's a ton of fun when it works.
Did you guys play Creed on your PSVR 2s at all?
I played it once. I played almost all the way through the campaign the first time I played it, and then I couldn't fucking pick my arms up for a week after that, and I haven't been back since.
Oh, man.
It was good, though. On the PSVR 2, you played it, Wes?
I did, and I liked it. I thought it was very good. It's a great workout, and they actually have integrated in the championship edition, like, a calorie counter if you want to use it for exercise. That's in there now. But yeah, man, it's a kind of a nice in between an arcadey boxing game and a boxing sim. It's got a nice story campaign to it. Good looking graphics. I mean, I had fun with it, other than the physical pain that it gave me.
I'll get into it this week. I'm looking forward to checking it out.
I think I
want to buy it again, though, but I'd like to try it.
It is really good on PS. It's the best on PSVR2, to be honest. I think I burned nearly 900 calories playing that game. Yeah, like a good.
Don't think I want to sweat like that into my PlayStation 2 yet, and my PSVR 2 yet. Mm-hmm. Like, I've been thinking about wanting to play it, but I've been thinking about maybe getting it on the Quest instead. Is that okay?
No, it's not okay. Sorry,
you
it's
can't
not the
do
championship
that.
Edition. The championship edition is only on PSVR 2.
Sorry, mate. No.
Yeah, I'm kind of good job.
I don't like sweating in VR sucks. That's the only bad problem with workouts or anything like that, especially if it's a workout where you know, okay, I'm trying to, you know, get in shape or whatever it is. You're going to sweat and it just doesn't feel good. I'm like, Alex, I don't want to get it in my headset. I don't even like it when it's like hot in the summertime. It's a weird thing, right? I don't know.
I use headbands again. Like, I can't believe since the 80s I never touched
one. I want to see Steven right? in a headband playing.
And then I'll put a headband on.
Put my headset over it. And that'll take most of the sweat. It'll keep it from rolling down inside the headset in your eyes. It's the way to go. If you got to sweat in VR, use a headband.
I'd love to see that.
Rich Hellstrip wants to hear what everyone thinks about Dead Hook, the upcoming Joyway Quest exclusive roguelike. Doom clones.
Why you gotta light me on fire, bro? Does he know? Cool. Man, why the fuck? People do this stuff to me on purpose.
I think Eric's nose actually going red when you said it. It's like anger.
Look, I don't have a problem with Dead Hook. I have a problem with Joyway. I'm just tired of Joyway. I'm tired of Joyway, like, putting games out, and then they get halfway through, like, the development of the game, and they're on to their next two or three games already. Like,
but it's back. It's back now. They took Outlier Way. They put a Doom skin over it. Now it's back.
Yeah, it's back, but Wes, literally, I play tested this game less than like just over a month and a half ago, and it was a wreck still. So unless they have like miraculously put a ton of stuff into this game in the last, you know, month, I don't think that we're going to see a finished product. We're going to see another, you know, early release, game that's half finished.
How's Stack doing? Did they finish Stack? Is it working well?
No, it's still Early Access App Lab along with Red Flowers, which looks amazing.
20 other games they're going to make.
That's the thing. Well, like, I think they're very good at like finding a unique mechanic, making it look really cool. To be fair, Against is still their most complete game.
It's awesome, so too.
And it's not on the Quest.
It's what?
It's on Pico. It's on Pico, right? I'm pretty sure it's on Pico.
Okay, yep, so four people are playing it on Pico. Fantastic. way to go, Joyway. Way to, you know, and then they're going to complain because, we don't think we're going to cancel this game because we don't think it's going to do as well, or we overestimated the amount of people that wanted to play this game. They're so full of shit, man.
That's the problem. How do you trust a developer if they did what they did last time? Like somebody said in our Discord, I think it was, you know, they'll put the game out and they'll feel it out. And if it's not doing well enough, sorry, you lost your money. Or, you know, I guess maybe they gave refunds or whatever, but I have a problem with that.
What was,
you know,
the
I'd
game?
Rather just,
was it obscure?
Outlier.
Outlier.
Outlier. Sorry.
So this that game cool, is Outlier. Dude. This game, see, I've known for a
it's
while.
It's literally
so they,
Outlier.
Yeah, so they killed Outlier. And then all this, like literally like 2 weeks after, they messaged me, hey, will you come play test Outlier? We're going to release it on Quest. And I'm like, look, I'll come and play test it again. And we'll do this whole dog and pony show again. But I was like, I better see some improvements here on the Quest. And I stopped doing it. And I'm like, I can't help you guys anymore because it's just more garbage on top of more garbage. And then you're going to quit. Like, just like with Stride, you're going to draw everybody along saying, yep, we got a great, you know, campaign coming. It's going to be Mirror's Edge, everybody. I promise. It's going to be Mirror's Edge. It's going to be amazing.
So what if, Mash, since Joyway kind of is the Pimax of software developers.
Oh my god, that's like wow. They are.
What if you can buy Dead Hook and then when the Quest version of Against comes out, they'll give you like $15 toward the next game? Works for Pimax, right?
Joyway dollars.
Yeah, yeah. Joy bucks.
They're no good anywhere else, man. They're no good man. Anywhere else.
Look, I hope this game is great. Outlier, I thought Outlier. I know, GT, you didn't really have a lot of fun with Outlier. I really did. I thought the movement mechanic was fantastic. I thought it was really, really good. It had a lot of promise. They just didn't finish it. You know, and before they did, they killed it.
That triple jump was amazing, dude.
It was awesome.
You jump, you blast a couple enemies, you jump again before you hit the ground, you blast a few more. I loved it, dude. It was the best Joyway game.
Yeah, you whip your hands. Yeah. And that game was an aerial game. Like, you got perks. Like, one of the perks was you get like a 20% more damage if you shoot enemies from the air. That game was not a game that you could play flat footed. It penalized you if you tried to walk through and play it like a shooter. You needed the movement. You needed to be up in the air. You needed to be jumping around to be able to play that game. So it played slow if you're on the ground, but if you played it the way they wanted you to play it, which is up in the air, it was really good. It was one of the best movement mechanics I've ever seen.
What's the,
which is
what's
why I'm excited for this.
What's the studio that did Standout and Gang V?
Oh, that's Raptor Labs.
Yeah, Techno Glitch. Yeah,
they're just as bad.
Yeah, I feel like they all probably hang out. They have like super ADHD, right? And they're like, oh, I'm working on this one game. Oh, I have an idea for another game. Let's work on it. Oh, I have an idea for another game.
Standout was well ahead of its time, really.
It was a good game.
If someone,
cool, but it's still a buggy piece of crap.
If someone would have literally just gone, I don't know, let's fucking actually concentrate on get, because they done that. Then they done, what was the other one they did?
Was it
War Dust?
Yeah. War Dust.
War
30
Dust
on 30.
Was pretty good. That was pretty cool.
They did War Dust. They did the Gang V, and they did
Gang V's fucking trash.
That is
one of the worst games of VR I've ever played.
And people will say it's like GTA. I'm like, no, it is not.
It's
like
the
if you could get GTA online
in Walmart, awesome. Like
in my latest video of Gang V, right? There's people going along in cars with their feet up by the steering wheel and their fucking torsos in the ground. Like, it's proper funny. And there was another time, like, I was just walking along the street and suddenly a car hit nothing, just flipped in the air. Do you know what I mean? You're like, what the fuck? And then I got in a helicopter because I thought, what is that up in the sky? And I went up there and there was just a random bit of world that they must have put in the game and thought, I would just fucking leave it out here and I want to find it. It's just a bit of land floating in midair. It's fucking crazy.
Did you land on it? I would have tried to land
on it. Yeah, I landed on it. Yeah. Nice. Again, because my channel was so fucking small. Do you know what I mean? Like, it didn't do that well, but oh, it was so funny, man. Mate, that video, I was just like, I've never played such an incomplete bad game. And I mean that even from Joyway. Like, that was really bad. War Dust, though, gets regular updates.
That was another game. I wish another company had that game, because I think because that's what it is. I mean, you could drive tanks, you can fly jets, choppers. Yeah. I mean, it's 30 on 30 if you ever actually could get that many people in there at one time. But literally, it's 30 on 30 combat. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
There's bots too.
Yeah.
They do that thing, don't they, where you go in a server and it looks populated.
But
it's a mixture. I don't think that's a bad thing. But again, when you're on PCVR, I think what's Ghosts of Tabor? The other day, they had like 600 and something players online or something. Didn't they regularly or something? Like,
There's always 600 to 1,000 people playing. It's insane.
They had, we looked the other day on the Quest. There was over 2,000 people playing at one point.
I don't mean this disrespectfully, because I know that's good, but isn't it a shame that that's all we're happy about? You know what I mean? What I'm saying? I'm not downplaying it. It's the best. They're doing very good for what it is. But it's a real shame.
For an unreleased beta? Yeah, I think it's pretty good. And that was just that 600 or 700 that you saw was just PC. So those are people coming back to PC VR to play this game, which is great. To see numbers like that on PC VR again gives me a little bit of hope that it could start to grow again, you know?
So I've only started to like kind of get my bearings in Ghost of Tabor, and I enjoy it. I honestly think I enjoy it best played solo, which is really weird because most of the time I'm like looking for a squad in games.
But I do, Alex, as well.
Due to the nature of that game, I really like being solo and like kind of sneaking around and listening for footsteps and stuff and all of that. But I've just been kind of getting my bearings and learning how to play it. And there's like this whole market system where you can go and buy guns and ammo and all these things. And then it sends it to a computer in your home base and you get it from that computer. Well, when I first started playing the game, I shouldn't say when I first started, but when they gave everybody unlimited money to buy whatever they wanted, I was attempting to buy a bunch of stuff at these vendors and not realizing how I can actually get my hands on it. I didn't know about the trading post. So I bought like a ton of guns, tons of ammo, food, all backpacks, like armor, all of this stuff. But never really got my hands on it. And then they did the wipe and were like, hey, everybody, you better go play the game so you can get your golden AK. So I did. And I go into the game. I'm looking around for this golden AK and I end up texting Skiva and I'm like, dude, like, how do I get this? And he's like, oh, you have to go to the trading post. I'm like, okay. So trading I go into room, the trading room, post wipe, and guess what's on the computer? All of that stuff that I bought.
Oh, is it still there?
Money. Yep. So I have a huge arsenal to start the wipe with. I have like tons of guns, tons of ammo, all kinds of stuff. And I was like, holy crap, this is awesome.
So what you should have received is what you would have gotten with the Founding Fathers edition, just because they're giving everyone Founding Fathers just for the beta. So they should have been loaded with stuff, but it shouldn't have been what you purchased pre.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it was Founders, but there's no, I mean, there was like multiple backpacks, multiple vests, multiple weapons, armor, ammo, or guns.
Alex, you got the same edition. Thing. You got the Founders.
Okay. I thought the other cool thing is
you can go into the Tabor Market and you can look at your guns, and then you can actually assemble the gun how you want it with all the pieces that you want it. And you can scan it there fully assembled, and then you can add it to your favorites. And then you can buy that gun exactly how you want it without ever even going back to the market. You can just go in your trade room and then go to the buy section right in the trade room and just buy the things pre-assembled how you want them.
And how do you add it to favorites? Because I still haven't figured that out.
So after you put it together and then you scan it with your little grocery store scanner.
Yeah.
And it goes into your checkout.
Yeah.
You have to go to checkout, and then there's a star next to it. You click the star.
Oh, fucking
and
hell.
Then you buy it, yeah.
God, I was looking for that. I couldn't. Thank you.
It's not intuitive. Like, they definitely need to make it a little bit more intuitive or add it to tutorial, which I'm sure they will, right? Because they're still kind of piecing together how some of these things are going to work for the final version. But yeah, now you can just, like, buy the guns fully assembled how you want, assuming you have enough money to do so.
Right, you better be like ready to play that game when you're going into that tutorial. It's like somewhat lengthy and like a little dull, for lack of a better way to put it. And like, you know, I knew already what I was doing when I played through the tutorial, so I was able to kind of blast through it. But yeah, it's a pretty hefty tutorial experience.
The thing is, you can shop on, or you can completely skip it. You can just click your menu and go back to your safe house, or you can click your menu in the safe house and go back to the tutorial and just go up to the stations that you want to learn how to use. So you do not have to go through the whole tutorial in one piece.
That's nice.
That's
nice.
Yeah. And remember, just them having a tutorial is a big deal, because it's basically, this is Escape from Tarkov. And if you go play Escape from Tarkov, they give you zero tutorial. You go in with nothing and no knowledge, with no map knowledge. The only tutorial you'll ever get is if you go on your own to like wiki pages and find this stuff. So, you know, this is a hardcore game for people. So just that the fact that they put a tutorial in at all is pretty good.
I like the tutorial, actually. I thought it was pretty good. But
and what Property is freaking amazing, by the way. Shout that out, guy Property. Is awesome. Yeah.
What would you guys think forever the tutorial guy?
Yeah.
What would you guys think about them adding a one push button reload for this game? Probably not for this one, right?
All right, let's do it.
All right. So on that bombshell, we're going to finish this week's episode. Thank you to everyone in the chat for joining us. Really appreciate you being here. Thank you to my guests, Alex Escape from Between Realities, Wisdom Roots from Virtual Strangers, and Mash from Q2CVR Gamer. Thank you guys for being here. Thank you to everyone in the chat. Thank you for all the support. Really sorry about last week. I can't remember why we weren't here, but I'm assuming everyone was out and about again, because obviously these guys are superstars. But hopefully we'll be back next week, and we should have Brad with us next week. Hopefully he's better. And yeah, thank you for enjoying the show. I will upload the audio version for those people who care. I always forget. It's terrible, but I will do it. I will do it 100%. That's all I've got to say.
That's it.
Yeah, I guess we're going to play some Breachers.
Let's go play some Breachers. Let's go.
Breachers.
Later, guys. Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Later.
Bye, everybody.